Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. Welcome to Pisces season. This season isn't just about daydreaming and romanticizing your life. This is a straight up spiritual portal. And I wouldn't want you to miss the magic of this energy and sleep on the power of Pisces this year. So let's dive into the magic and the gifts of this powerful Pisces season. And I want to make sure that you get it all. That's why we're going to dive into the themes of Pisces, the do's and don'ts during this season, and of course, Pisces in your own personal birth chart. You're going to get it all. But first, I want to make sure that you even know what Pisces season means. It means that the sun is currently in the sign of Pisces. So all of the themes collectively of Pisces are getting lit up right now. The life force energy, because the sun is connected to life force energy, is shining its light and giving its power to all of these Pisces themes right now. And I want you to understand the truth, because a lot of times when we're talking about Pisces, it is seen as something soft and dreamy and spiritual, and that is definitely one part of it, but it is not the whole truth, because there is a deep power when it comes to Pisces that I wouldn't want you to miss. Let's first talk about the real energy of Pisces. She is the mystic, she's the healer, and she is the feminine water sign. And she is also the last sign of the zodiac. So what that means is that we're going to start the astrological new year after this Pisces season. Next month in March, we're starting the new year with Aries season, which means now is an ending. Now is the time to rebirth, to let go and release the fears, the limitations that have been holding you back maybe this past year. Really taking time to reflect on the version of yourself that you were this past year, the experiences that you've had, the emotions that you felt, the things that you've achieved, and really looking with love and compassion at this version of yourself, and then diving into reflecting on that, really reflecting on the emotions you have towards that year, towards yourself, doing your shadow work. I will link my shadow work journal below in the description and the comments. So this is going to be like a shadow work journal with questions prepared, with space for you to answer, so you don't need to do anything. You have everything you need in that journal. If you want to dive right in and not even think about it, I definitely recommend that shadow work journal. But at the end of the day, it is about tapping into your deepest self. And that can mean your traumas, that can mean your fears, but that also means your desires and wants. So one way, we want to let go of this past version of yourself. We want to honor the seasons that you went through. But at the same time, you really want to connect to your spiritual gifts and get into intention setting, get into visualizations, get into meditating again, really connecting to that spiritual side of yourself, and also connecting to your inner voice, because Pisces is connected to your intuition, it is connected to spirituality. So all of these things are very beneficial and very healthy for you, because Pisces and any sign, any energy in your birth chart has a healthy and an unhealthy expression. And the healthy expression of Pisces is those spiritual gifts, is that healing, is transmuting all of the traumas and the fears that you have into power. And the unhealthy expression of Pisces can mean that you can fall into excessive daydreaming, falling for illusions or addictions. And when I talk about addictions, I don't just mean addictions to alcohol or the typical things that you think of, but really questioning the things that you are addicted to in your daily life, whether that's validation, whether that's social media, whether that's even the fantasy of love, whether it's negative self-talk. It doesn't matter. You can be addicted to anything, and you can disempower yourself through anything in the outside world. So really sitting with yourself, maybe sitting in stillness as well, because Pisces is connected to that stillness, to really taking time for yourself, really resting. It is also connected to your dreams. So having a dream journal might really be beautiful right now. Just waking up, and as soon as you wake up, writing down what you dreamt and the messages that come up during your dreams. But just like I said, being aware that there is an unhealthy expression of Pisces as well, as there is with any energy, but just being aware of this, not being afraid, but just noticing when you may be falling into the trap of falling into a victim mindset where you feel like the world is against you, or feeling like you need a savior, like if the prince in the white and knight in shining armor comes and saves me, everything will be perfect. So really being aware of either getting addicted to anything, so releasing those addictions, then also making sure that you're not waiting for somebody else to save you, whether that's a partner or friends, it doesn't matter, but really honoring that you have the power to change your life, because Pisces is also connected to your higher self and reminding you that you're the creator of your reality, that you are the source. So not thinking that you need something outside of you to validate you, to show you the way. You can sit in stillness and you can ask the questions that you have. You can ask them yourself. And if you struggle with that, if you feel like you're all over the place, or you're stressed, or you feel like you can't connect to your inner self, I definitely recommend nervous system regulation, like tapping or breath work. All of this is also inside of my Revelicious membership. This is truly the perfect time to start and set a beautiful foundation for the new astrological year, because inside of Revelicious, you get everything. You get astrological insights, you get tappings, you get self-talk rampages, all connected to the astrological energies. You're getting bonus masterclasses and of course live Q&As. So this is really the place to be if you want to not just know your chart, but actually live your chart and use all of your energies to your benefit. So I definitely invite you in there this Pisces season. It's going to be such a beautiful and helpful community for you in there. But just knowing that this is the time to not fall victim to your own mind, to not fall victim to your own limiting beliefs. You are powerful. You are a powerful creator. And just letting yourself know, really regulating your nervous system and rewiring those limiting beliefs through self-talk rampages. And self-talk rampages are helping you in shaping new beliefs for yourself, really rewiring your neural pathways. This is the perfect time to do that, because when you connect to your spiritual gifts, when you do all of these things, when you're healing your past, when you're doing your shadow work, this is setting the perfect foundation to really go into a fiery and powerful new year with Aries season. But what I really want to make sure is that you know that this is truly okay for it to be a journey. When things are coming up, when fears are coming up, when limiting beliefs are coming up, that is okay. And even when you realize maybe I am falling into the trap where I feel like if somebody else came into my life, it would be better, it is okay. Notice and just be aware. Sit with those emotions. Sit with this realization. You don't need to immediately do something. Sometimes even being aware is enough for things to change. But just knowing that you might have the tendency and these things might be becoming more relevant and more prominent during this time, where you see yourself really longing for somebody else to change your life. And that is something that is very typical for, especially for us as women, because we grow up with all those romance movies and romantic songs and books about romance. So we're constantly told that if we have a partner and that knight in shining armor comes and then everything is going to change, then life is going to be better and life is going to be beautiful. So it's not something to be ashamed of. Probably like most women have this. Most women grow up with this, and most women experience this feeling and this yearning and this longing and think that things will be different. I remember one of my friends when I was younger, she said, if I'm in love, everything's going to be great. Like I just want a relationship so my life can change and everything is going to be beautiful. And a few months later after she said that, she actually got into a relationship and she was completely stressed. It was constant back and forth with her partner, and her life wasn't actually better, which doesn't mean that you can't have a beautiful and supportive partner, but just making sure that you're not giving your power away to an outside idea or even excessive daydreaming and thinking that you can't change your situation and falling victim to your own limiting beliefs. Because I can remember that when I was in high school, I really was in that unhealthy Pisces energy. I was excessively daydreaming about wanting to move abroad. I was constantly thinking about that I didn't want to be in Germany. I just wanted to live somewhere where sun and palm trees are and I can speak English all the time. Like, that was my dream. And I was constantly daydreaming about that, so much so that I really wasn't present. I wasn't present during school. I really wasn't in my body and was actually not really noticing my life. I was so dissociated, and that is the unhealthy expression of Pisces. But everything changed for me when I realized that I can use this energy to my benefit, and I started to make vision boards, I started to meditate, I started to rewire my subconscious mind by doing self-talk rampages. I did all of these things and really changed my self-concept, changed the things that I believed about myself, that I believed about my life. And that is when everything started to shift, and I used the healthy energy of Pisces, all of these spiritual tools, to my benefit, and I understood that I can actually make changes in my present life right now. So that is what I want you to know, and I want you to use this energy to your benefit. Know that this is a spiritual portal that you can use, but only you can walk through it. Nobody else can do this for you. Nobody else can harness this energy for you. You need to do it. And another beautiful way to do that is actually looking at your own personal chart. And that is very easy. Just look up your chart, look for what house Pisces is falling in for you, and then download my free Divine Blueprint guide, where I go through all of the houses, signs, and planets. So this is really your guide to unlocking the secrets of your birth chart. It's completely free and will be linked in the comments in the description. Download that, and then we're going to use that now to really help you understand how to harness this energy for you personally. Let's do that right now. I will talk about my own chart and my energies so you can understand how to use the Divine Blueprint Guide for yourself and make the most out of it. So for me, Pisces is going to be in my 11th house. And this means that all of the energies of my 11th house are going to get lit up by the sun. And this Pisces energy is going to be really relevant in connection to 11th house themes. And the best way to do that, download my free Divine Blueprint Guide and go over to the houses. And then we have here the 11th house. Its power is connecting with like-minded people who share your vision. You balance being an individual with being part of a collective. The shadow, though, is performing for applause or seeking validation through achievements instead of true joy. The areas are friendships, social networks, and hopes for the future. So how I use this guide and how I want you to use this is understanding that the power comes for me right now with connecting with like-minded people. So this is the perfect time to visualize a new friend group, to visualize the hopes and my vision for the future, to really dive into what I want for my life and the people and opportunities that I want to attract during this time. But this is also the perfect time to ask myself, where am I still seeking the validation of others? Am I still doing things just to get the applause of other people? Am I really acting out of my own desire? Am I acting based on my intuition? Or am I acting based on the things that other people want for me? Because the 11th house is connected to your friendships and just communities, the groups that you spend your time in. So this is the perfect time for me to ask myself, am I still spending time with the right people? Do I want to find new people? Are there new things I want to explore? Are there new communities I want to be a part of? And that is how you can use the Divine Blueprint Guide. It's so amazing, so easy. And just journaling on these questions, or just being aware in your day-to-day life where these themes are coming up and how they're showing up for you, is going to be a game changer. Feel free to also comment where Pisces is and what house and what energies, emotions, experiences are coming up for you so we can just chat about it. We can dive into it. I really want to make sure to hype you up during this season because we want to make this the foundation for a beautiful, amazing, abundant new year in March. And that is truly how you're going to make this Pisces season the best one yet and step into that portal, step through as a new version of yourself. And you're going to start Aries season as the most magnetic and powerful version of you. I can't wait for you to experience that. If you love this video, then make sure to like it, comment your experiences, subscribe, and I can't wait to see you in the next video and episode. Bye.